Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live here on a Victory Friday, a Reaction Friday, and a Football Friday, baby. It's good times. I see Tyler. What's the shirt you got, Tyler?
H is up.
There it is. H is up. He's got glasses
on. I'm hurting, boys.
I'm pissed. I'll be honest with you. I know we're going to get
it,
to.
But I am hurting.
I'm a little pissed off at Tyler.
What happened?
I sat up there and I waited. I waited for Tyler's message, text, where he's going.
Oh, the after
where
party.
Where we going. I was ready, Tyler. I so enough was.
I was not in a great frame of mind, my friend.
I tied my shoes up tight. I was ready. And I didn't get it, so I just went on home, man. That's it.
I don't know
if I'm buying it.
I was in a different headspace, boys.
I stayed out there till 11:45 waiting on Tyler. Waiting on that text.
Why didn't you text me?
I was certain we had made this conversation. Like you said, I'm gonna hit you up. I said, hit me up afterwards. I thought, all right, man, maybe he went home.
Tyler, I'm with you. I thought that was all a joke.
Yeah, I didn't think it was real.
I didn't think he was really gonna step out.
Tyler, what Tyler did even think about me at that time? Let's just be honest. The way that Tyler talked,
it's a lot of dirty water,
else.
Boys.
Yeah,
somewhere else.
I'm in some pain.
That's all right, but you're going to work through it, baby. It's good pain.
Damn
because right. The Houston Texans, they are above 500. They win at home against Buffalo, a lot going against them, and they show the entire nation, the world, they're the talk of everything right now. Clint, I would look at this in 713-572-4610 because obviously a day like this, as much to hear from you, the people, as much it is from us. But, Clint, just your overall reaction, being that I stayed so late, I was able to listen to you in the post-game show, and I heard a lot of you and Sean in the post-game show. But for you, as you've had a little time to think about it, your reaction, just your overall reaction to that W last night.
Well, look, I think it's a really good day to be a Houston Texans fan, and not just because you're above 500, but – you know, I just believe what we watched last night is what we all hoped for when the Houston Texans hired DeMeco Ryans. I don't really know exactly what's who the offensive coordinator is going to be. I don't know what the scheme on the offensive side is going to be. That's probably going to change. Even if the guy's bad, he's going to get fired. If he's good, he's going to get hired somewhere else. So that's probably always going to change and may be a little bit of a mixed bag as we go here. But the idea when you hire DeMeco is you can win games versus top-tier opponents with your defense. And when I look at what happened last night, you won a game with your defense last night when your offense had 35 yards, total yards in the second half. When they completely went into a shell and got really conservative and made, I mean, I think the Jalen Higgins 16-yard catch or whatever was really the only play they made in the second half. The defense proved last night against a top-tier caliber opponent that your offense, if they just go out there and do enough, doesn't matter if it's the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, or fourth, if they just do enough defensively, you can win a football game. And so as a Houston Texans fan, man, tip the cap to DeMeco Ryans, tip the cap to this defense that they got right now. This defense is going to give them a chance. Gave them a huge chance last night. They took advantage of it. It's going to give them a huge chance moving forward against every opponent on this schedule. And ultimately, it's going to give them a chance to get into the sneak into the playoffs and really be a team that nobody wants to face given what this defense is capable of doing. So the headliner yesterday, as I said, what was on the line, the pressure was on D'Amico, and that defense had to be special. And, Ron, they were. 8 sacks, 3 turnovers, handed the offense –
only 3 points they got in the second half.
Yeah, the only 3 they got in the second half, and 3 of them in the first half they handed to them. So, I mean, the headliner was the defense. They were big time, and that was the reigning MVP. That was a really, really good football team. I know we made them look pedestrian, but that was a 7-win football team that everybody believes is a real contender in the AFC, and the Texans – Texas took it to them last night.
You've watched this defense all season. Are you surprised they were able to do that with Buffalo? Because, right, there's no asterisks on this one, right? We've talked about the Baltimore game. They had a whole host of guys out, including Lamar and their left tackle and some of their best defensive players. We even looked at the 49ers. You know, they had a lot of guys out as well, including their starting quarterback as well out of that game.
Yeah.
This is clearly the win of – this isn't Tennessee or this – this is a win of a team that rolled out there last week and put up 44 on the Buccaneers. Are you surprised they were able – because that's 12 points. If Frank Ross's group doesn't do what they did, you know, this thing is a different story.
No, it doesn't surprise me, but I mean, it's more about the history of Josh Allen versus the Texans. I mean, for whatever reason
–
it's a terrible matchup for him. And I don't know if it's him or Joe Brady or what's the scheme. I don't know what it is.
Especially this particular group with their pass rush.
Now, I'm surprised that it happened again. I mean, you're talking about the reigning MVP that went out there and scored 6 touchdowns last week. And I don't care who you do that against. That's a hell of a day. And then you look at, like, how the Texans did it. I mean, the Texans, the physicality, you can talk about the tight end being out, the receiver going to concussion protocol early or at least being tested for a concussion. They had a rough go about it. But I think all of it was due to the physicality of the Houston Texans. If you look at how Josh Allen struggled last night, I mean, the Texans' defensive line beat the hell out of a really good offensive line. I mean, that wasn't a leaky.
Yes, 79 had to tap out.
Oh, he tapped out. I mean, but he tapped out because he was injured and couldn't go any further. I mean, Josh Allen, two or 3 different times running off the field, holding his arm and kicking his – laying on the field, kicking his legs. The physicality that the defense brought to the table last night against a team that has the ability to bully folks, to be honest with you, to be the bully in that particular instance was impressive, man. So, I'm not surprised that they were able to beat up Josh, to beat up that offensive line the way that they were. Now, I didn't have 8 sacks in the bag. I didn't have 3 turnovers in the bag. I didn't have 12 points in the bag. I thought if you keep them below 20, you're going to be in a really good spot.
I was nervous the way that James Cook was getting off early. The way that happened early, I thought, boy, the recipe, right, to get them. But they were able to just hold it down that every time they dropped back to pass, it was a problem.
Well, I think one of the things – I got asked this question this morning doing some radio is, like, what is wrong with the Bills and Josh Allen? Because Josh Allen's a generational-type player, and if Buffalo doesn't win a Super Bowl or, hell, get to a Super Bowl with Josh Allen, it's going to be a crying-ass shame. He's that good of a player. He's that dominant of a player, special of a player. But I don't know what the answer to that question is, but I watched him last night. I don't know how Joe Brady – and I hear Joe Brady's catching hell right now from Buffalo on the radio.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I don't know how Joe Brady – for several reasons. This isn't just I prefer this type of approach. Like, there wasn't one quarterback plus one run last night.
Yeah, and I think at one point he was getting his ass kicked so much, maybe they –
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Didn't want to do it, but they had to do things to slow.
I mean,
run game in general, to me, they got away from far too much.
QB plus one run game would have protected him. You're sitting back there. You're sitting him back there, and he's like a pinata getting a hell beat out of him, and it's Will Anderson doing all the damage.
You know him, you know, because I know you're probably watching that from a cornerback's perspective. Like, Davis Mills did not get sacked, that wasn't only just because the Texans' offensive line was just so great that they didn't get their hands.
Yeah.
Davis didn't allow himself to get sacked. Josh sat back there and allowed himself to get sacked. Like, I'd say at least half of those sacks were, hey, Josh, man, get rid of the ball.
Yeah, get
hey,
rid of
Josh,
the ball.
Hey, Josh, throw the ball. But hey, that, Josh, quit running into
that. But you got to protect him from his – that's part – you got to protect him from himself, right? I mean, the only time he got the ball out of his hand quickly was when it was a designed quick throw.
Forced,
or screen.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's one of those where you got to protect him from himself. And the good thing is he's 6'5", 250, and you've got one of the better running backs in the league. You got a 1-2 punch that probably could have at least protected your quarterback and given you a chance to sustain some drives. But, you know, you just kept dropping him back there, letting him get pinata'd around, as well as exposing him to his one downfall, which is holding the damn football and trying to be Superman. And so, you know, I think when you look at what Buffalo's doing, I mean, they're a really good football team, but what they did last night and just continuing to drop Josh back and putting him in that situation is wild. I mean, that when you look at that 1-2 punch of Danielle Hunter coming off one side, Will Anderson coming off the other, I mean,
and they were letting their tackles singled up too.
Hey man, no, you're facing a defense with the number 3 and the number 4 sack getter in the league. Danielle's got 11 and Will's got 10.5. 11 games into the season, and you're continuing to drop your quarterback back, knowing he's going to hold the football and try to do too much with it. Yeah, I thought not so much a game plan, but I thought at some point in the middle of the game they would have said, "Hey, man, let's protect him from himself and let's just run the football downhill." Like they never did that, and the Texans capitalized on it.
Yeah, I see people texting in. What was your thinking? Did you're thinking this thing is over? What's your thinking after that game? After Bullock was able to get his second interception and third forced turnover, you're thinking, I see some people texting in, we're going to the Super Bowl, damn it. It was a smackdown in H-Town. Yeah, it was amazing. I'll tell you where I was, Clint. Just kind of overall, it was, to me, the first time since week 3, because the start of the season, I thought this team could be a playoff team, right? Hell, I had them winning the division. There's some texter who tries to text in every week to me. Hey Ron, how are they going to win the division this time? Well, I did. I thought they were a playoff team and a team that could win their division. After they went 0-3 and the way they lost those games, you know, I had to change my thought process. To me, I now take them very, very serious as a playoff contender, and that is like that is real. That win against that team. And I think since week 3, I look at them and, all right, this is game on now. This is a real thing. Before, there was like, all right, you know, maybe, let's see. They've got to win a game. They've got to show that they could beat, you know, a real good team. They got to get over 500. You know, last week you're 16-13 in a fight with the worst team in football and maybe one of the worst teams we've seen in the last couple of years. And now you come back and you beat this team at home. And you beat them in a way that is just dominant from your defense. Like now, I think you can take them. You already had. You take them serious now as a real playoff contender.
Well, you've got to. They started out 0-3, and in the last 8 games, they're 6-2. I mean, you can't look at this team and not at least view them as a playoff caliber football team. And when I look at the Texans, it's where it shifted a bit is I think, you know, in the past, we're sitting around talking about how bad this offense is and what it's going to take to beat the Josh Allens, the Pat Mahomes, the Lamar Jackson. I know all those guys aren't having great years this year, but you get my point, is this defense can win without scoring 30 points. I don't care who the opponent is. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to give up 25, 28, 30 points the rest of the season. That may happen, but the reality of it is this team can make the playoffs and win in the playoffs scoring 20 points, scoring 21 points. I mean, you don't need the offense to go out there and light it up for 4 quarters, and that was proven last night against one of the best the NFL has to offer. The defense is a defense that's going to give you all the opportunity under the sun to win games. Can the offense just take advantage when the momentum's in their favor, when the opportunity presents itself, can they take advantage just enough to win ball games? And the defense is going to allow that to be a low number.